Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tim Urban's here. Dr. Tim Urban is back. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Run with the Bulls, also Derailed, and which is an outstanding new book that he's written. He is one of the top leadership experts in the galaxy, and he's here to talk to us about something that you and I really need to know about. Tim Urban, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's great to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, Tim, one of the things that small business owners do that most CEOs, most big business CEOs don't do, it's almost impossible for them to do, is we tend to turn into cavemen and cavewomen. When things aren't going great, when our plans don't work out, or even when they're going great and we tend to think it's all because of us. And we sort of isolate ourselves, we put our shields up around us, and think that all these decisions we're making are in a vacuum. And nothing could be further from the truth. What do you think?
Well, Jim, that's exactly right. And the issue is that most large companies have boards of directors. We're familiar with that. But when we run a smaller business, we don't typically think that I need a board of directors.
Or we don't. Or maybe if you think well, what a good idea, you don't even know how to put one together necessarily.
Exactly. And I guess what I've been suggesting to a lot of my small business clients is you don't have to have some full-blown board of directors, but what every person needs is a board of advisors.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a legal board that you've constituted legally, but what you can do is bring together three or maybe four wise individuals to give you advice on a periodic basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly recommend it. I think we all need to be held accountable, no matter if we're a very small business person, if we've got a dry cleaners, or if we have a moderately sized business, 100 employees or so, we need to be held accountable, and we need somebody that we can talk to about our business.
Well, see, now you used a term there that's going to separate the serious folks from the lightweights, because all of us get advice from our accountant and our attorney and our banker and our buddies and things like that. And some people are probably listening right now and say, well, yeah, hey, I got a board of advisors. I talk to people all the time. I get their advice all the time. But that's only half of the equation, isn't it? What you said, thing about that accountability thing, that's the other half. That's the part that there's the rub, so to speak, right?
Well, it is. And candidly, you know, none of us really want to be held accountable. We talk about it.
It hurts.
But we don't want people to be asking us tough questions and so on. But I mean to tell you, if you really want a business to prosper, if you want a business to grow, if you want to grow as a leader of your business, you have to have people asking you the tough questions. And even though we may not initially want it, I tell you, when we cross that Rubicon, when we cross the threshold,
mm-hmm.
and actually have people who care about us, who will start to ask us the tough questions, it's a tremendous help.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, scenarios that I think does a real good job, one of the types of boards of advisors that I think does a great job, are these CEO roundtables. What do you think about those? Anyway, I'll think of it in a second. It's the big one, but tab boards is one. I know a bunch of folks who have their own sort of ad hoc board of advisors. They've thrown together, and it's, you know, five or six folks around the table, and the thing that they do is they hold themselves accountable.
Well, that's exactly right, and those groups can be very good. The dilemma is that sometimes those are people who are kind of at the same level, and they're struggling to get a business started. And so that's one reason I recommend, and I think that's a great forum to participate in, but I also think you need a board of advisors who have technical competence. You mentioned, for example, an accountant, a banker,
right.
whoever.
Right.
I also think there are other areas of expertise. If you're making something, you might want a member on your board of advisors who's been in manufacturing.
A technical
or
person.
Sales
mm-hmm.
or logistics. But people who have technical competence, this is not just a group of friends who are getting together socially. This is where you get together, you have an agenda, you meet for a prescribed period of time, and you talk about the business. You talk about how to grow it, how to prosper it. And now use that board as a sounding board for your ideas. You test your ideas before you actually implement them.
One of the reasons why I think the roundtable thing is a good is not a bad place to start is because if you don't know how to run one of these things, if you don't know what that if you've never been in that environment, one thing about those CEO roundtables, they will teach you that.
Well, that's exactly right. And you learn to interact with other people about how you're running the business, and they can ask you questions and so on. So I think that's an excellent way to sort of launch into this. But I think at some point, every person who's running a growing business can benefit from having some people who are technically competent helping them and giving them advice.
There's no reason why you can't do both.
None whatsoever. I think one of the things that boards do is every time you meet, let's just say it's once a quarter, a couple of times a year, you have to review your metrics. And you talk about, okay, how do we do in the sales? How are we doing in profit? How many widgets did we make this quarter? These are important metrics, and going over those with the board of directors, looking for trends. Board of advisors can ask you about your competition. They can just ask insightful questions that you might not think of. So that's why I so strongly recommend that even if you're a very small business, that having a board of advisors can be a tremendous help.
You know, you can road test. I think you ought to be prepared to road test what you're going to talk to your board about with your team leaders. What do you think about that?
Do an internal accountability
thing.
No, I think that's exactly right. You can practice your agenda on a group of your own employees, your leadership team, or you can go to your accountability group like we were talking about. I think that's absolutely right. But the fact is, getting those topics teed up on a regular basis will be very, very helpful to you. And we think about, well, gee, you know, I don't know how to run a meeting like that. Well, it's not that difficult. It's an agenda is just putting a list of topics that you think are important. And you'll get better at it.
Hey, Tim, give us the website, please.
My website is drtimirwin.com, drtimirwin.com.
Can they find out more about your books there?
You can find out about the books. You can get a free newsletter. There's all kinds of free stuff on my website that will really help people trying to grow their business.
And find out more about what Tim does for his customers. I'll take a quick break. We got more to come. More leadership ideas from our leadership expert, Tim Irwin, Dr. Tim Irwin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.